are here at the 2019 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. We are here with Keith Sias from the Illinois Credit Union League. How are you, Keith?
Good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you as well.
It's been a big day.
Yes. Yeah, 4 o'clock, 4:20.
4:20. Just finished doing moderating a segment on advocacy.
Right on.
So we're going to talk about advocacy, so yeah. It's fresh in my mind.
Yeah. So what were some of the, obviously the main topic was advocacy, but can we break it down into a couple of segments?
I moderated a panel with three people from the credit union industry.
Okay.
So I'm with the Credit Union League. I've been with the league for 26 years,
yeah.
and my job is advocacy. So I do state and federal governmental affairs and our political action committee
okay.
and try to connect all the CUNA programs that are out there to our members.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really worked out. It was a natural for me to help with that. I was glad they asked me to help moderate that session.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things that I do every day. So if I can't talk about that, I'm not earning my paycheck.
Exactly.
So it was good. So we had the suite of programs that CUNA offers to credit unions to help connect the dots on our advocacy, the MAP program, Project Zip Code, payroll deduction, volunteer advocacy, all of the whole, plethora of programs. We had three people on the panel that were kind of experts in three of those programs. So
right.
they talked about how they use those in their credit unions. And then we tried to draw questions from the audience and kind of do an information sharing, best practices kind of thing.
Very interactive.
It was good.
Can you share maybe one best practice or something?
Well, sure. Of the three speakers, one of them really focused on MAP, and he was on the MAP advisory committee,
mm-hmm.
and he talked about, and I think they were the MAP Credit Union of the Year last year from Oregon,
mm-hmm.
and Kyle's his name, and Kyle talked about what they've done to get, they have an open rate of almost 40% on some of their emails
that go out
on MAP, which is just a huge
me?
Number. So he talked about what they do and what they have found and who the sender should be and what time of the week it should go out
mm-hmm.
and what the subject line. So really kind of in the weeds a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but they really had some nice stats on that other credit unions could use to customize the MAP program and
nice.
Make it even better for
nice.
Them. And then the other, Jean from South Dakota, is on the Army of Volunteer Advocates, and she is really involved in that and talks about engaging credit union board members and
mm-hmm.
That's like one of the great, in my mind, one of the great untapped resources we have is the wealth of knowledge that volunteers can bring
mm-hmm.
and the messaging. We're paid staff, so when we're meeting with a member of Congress or their staff, they know we're there advocating, but that's our job to
right.
do that. But when
right.
you have a volunteer who's there, I think it rises the level a little bit of that messaging.
I agree, because it comes from authenticity.
Exactly right.
Passion.
And one of the things she talked about was you just never know. One of those volunteers might be a CPA by background or an IT person, and it overlaps with some of the items that
yeah.
are on our legislative agenda.
Good point.
And so it really all works together. And then the other person from Houston Firefighter, Steve, he talked about getting young professionals involved and going out and working on campaigns and getting his staff involved and payroll deduction and just the whole, as there's turnovers in members of the General Assembly or Congress, developing those new relationships and how completing the cycle on that. So it was a really powerful program.
So it was a big day.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But it got even bigger because there's something else here. Because you guys had a Illinois representative, Rodney Davis.
So today, we think this is the first time in at least 10 years that a member of a Congress from Illinois has actually spoken to the entire GAC.
Hmm.
And so we've worked on this for a couple years and it just never had really worked out for scheduling.
Right.
We've invited people before and for a multitude of reasons we just never have had anybody. And it just worked out great that Congressman Davis was able to speak today. On a personal level, he's someone that I've known. He was a staffer for another member of Congress
before
he ran for Congress.
Oh, wow.
So I've been here for 26 years. I've known Congressman Davis for over 30 years.
Wow.
And so he's a friend outside
yeah.
of all of this.
Right,
but
right.
He's going to tease me because he teased me three times from the stage to say my name. He said, I'm here in spite of Keith asking me to come. I'm still here. So, but it was good.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and we have, over almost 200,000 credit union members that live in that district based on Project Zip Code. And so he was in one of the closest elections in the country. He won by just over 2,000 votes last time around.
That's close.
And he called me the day after the election. He said, just like 2 years, 4 years ago when I won by 1,000, you guys made the difference. And we did partisan communications. We had people going out on his campaigns
mm-hmm.
and just spreading the word that, it's not a Democrat or Republican issue. He's a pro credit union person.
Right.
And so that was the messaging that we were getting
yeah.
out. And he remembered that and was appreciative. And that's why he was there today.
How important do you think all this is? Because, I mean, we had the Vice President of the United States. No matter what party you are, the Vice President of the United States.
Absolutely. Respect the office.
Exactly. Acknowledging credit unions. That's a pretty big deal, I would think.
And I think it is, too.
You have your, we have Ronnie Davis coming here and acknowledging credit unions. You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think of it, when you think about all of the issues that Congress has to deal with and all the people that come to see them.
Exactly.
And how do we rise above the noise mm-hmm. to get our issues heard yeah. and make it important to yeah. them? Things like the campaign involvement for Rodney Davis, that's an important issue for him now because mm-hmm. he wants to be on the side of credit unions because mm-hmm. he knows that we can be very helpful to
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Obviously, when someone like the Vice President comes here, we're on their radar. We're not some afterthought.
Right.
We're on their radar. Mm-hmm. And it's not a partisan issue. They know the credit union movement is something that's important, and they want us to be aware of them.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, indeed. It goes both ways.
Yeah.
Sure. So I'm thinking about all the significance of all of this. You know, it's pretty cool that, you know, we're making some waves here in not only just the financial services, but, you know, throughout the country and helping people with their finances and getting people on their feet and so they're able to buy a home and a car and things like that.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's amazing.
And it's all about, you know, like Jim Nussle was talking about yesterday, telling our story. So we're not letting the bankers or anybody else tell our story for us. We're telling our story.
Right.
And, you know, I think about, we had any number of credit unions with the government shutdown offering programs for that. And that was a chance. They didn't do it for the headlines. They did it because they would help any members like
that.
That's
the right thing to do.
And you know, we have three brand new members of Congress. Two of them had town meetings and invited credit unions to come out and speak mm-hmm. and say, what are you doing to help your members that are affected by the shutdown?
Awesome.
And that was their first experience with credit unions. I mean, that's a pretty good start.
Uh-huh.
And one of them happens to be on financial services.
There you go.
So connecting the dots.
There you go. What resonates on Capitol Hill as far as providing a message to, like you said, these folks are being pulled in 100 different directions. What resonates with them as far as, like, you know, folks hiking the hill, what should they say to them to kind of make the message stick?
I think Congressman Davis talked about this today in his panel and on the GAC. I completely agree with him. He said you have to make it personal and make it, relate it back, give an anecdote of how this affects you at your credit union.
Yeah.
And you know that, you know, there could be the fact sheet that goes, everybody's got a great fact sheet on data security, but tell me how that really affects the credit unions in my district.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what does that mean if you have to reissue your cards? What does the fraud cost? Mm-hmm. Give me some real numbers, some real data. So the more that credit unions can personalize things, then the legislators understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the paid professional lobbyist conveying that message, it's somebody from back home.
Right, right. And so, which is even more authentic.
You know? Exactly. So whatever the issue is, the more that you can personalize it, I think the better it is.
Yeah, yeah. Real life scenarios really bring it to life.
And then they'll remember that when, you know, they have groups, you know, Congressman Davis talked about his life is in 15-minute increments during the day. And the other message that he had, which I thought was really powerful, he said, if you have five issues on your paper, do your homework. If I'm already with you on three of the five, don't talk about
exactly.
those.
Exactly.
Just
I'm
say thank you and move on.
Yeah.
He said, and then he kind of jokingly said, half the time when they're telling me about issues I'm already supporting, in the back of my mind I'm thinking about, what am I going to order for lunch?
Turkey or roast beef?
Oh, okay, let's talk about the next issue.
Taxation, turkey or roast beef, yeah. Well, great stuff, Keith. Anything else to add to kind of wrap up here?
No, I'll tell you,
wisdom?
It's an exciting time. I mean, it's, you know, you get... I've been out here since Saturday, you know, go home Thursday afternoon, and to me it's energizing. We have the most people we've ever had, you know, around 90 people, 88 I think, and nine of them are first-timers and two of them are crashers.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
So to me, you know, it just is really energizing to see people going through it for the first time and experiencing all that the GAC is. And it can be a little, you know, they're in awe
a little bit,
and you got to, you know, like I know I got my Fitbit on yesterday, I had 15,000 steps.
Is that all?
Is that all? One of the guys on the panel said he equated the GAC, he equated CUNA to NASCAR, and the GAC is like the Daytona 500.
That's what I do too.
And you start with your biggest event at the beginning.
Exactly.
And I said, well, I don't know, but I felt like I walked 500 miles.
Not drove, walked.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, Keith, thank you so much.
Sure, much. My pleasure.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
And keep up the good work, man.
Thank
sounds
you,
like
you too.
Sounds like you're having a lot of fun, too.
You know, it's if you can't get excited advocating for credit unions, I mean, I look forward every day to doing this.
Good
I really
for you.
Do.
Well, thank you very much for all you do.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
My pleasure.
Good stuff, Keith.
Thank
all right,
you.
Man.